Are you back from your holiday? Did you put on a few French cheeses, Italian pastas, or Greek moussakas? Then you might be on a diet now. The thing with diets, however, is that your body outsmarts you. When you try and fool it by eating low-fat, low-carb, or sugar-free products, it goes on red alert and puts a hold on letting go of what it considers to be the storage of nutrients, fats, sugars, and proteins. Even more so, your brain is collaborating in this, and smarter than you think. Once it detects the body has been given the placebo, it starts to send signals down the body to ask for compensation. Or, in other words, sugar craving, here I come. All this is confirmed in a survey constructed by American scientists who wanted to know why there was an increase of people developing diabetes during the 1960s. What they found was that in the flower power days, when American consumers were first introduced to low-fat products, people started to eat more sugar. The explanation being that the body, tricked into thinking it is getting solid calories, is given indigestible molecules instead. And in response, the body brain team demands compensation as programmed by Mother Nature. So to compensate for the fake fats, people start to eat more sugar. Undeniable proof of this outcome came 10 years later when the low-fat product lines reached the shelves of the European supermarkets. The exact same thing happened all over again. The increase of use of low-fat products went hand in hand with the increase of diabetes. Western society struggles with a very particular and weird type of scarcity, which is lack of truly nutritious substances, lack of gratitude, and lack of respect. We've come at the top of being a consumer society unaware of what we exactly eat. Many of the products we buy in the supermarkets are as dead as a doornail, containing preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and genetically manipulated molecules. It has always surprised me. We are prevented from being our own boss over our own smoking, drinking, and drug use habits because that inflicts major costs on healthcare, yet we are allowed to eat toxins, preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fake fats, as that keeps economy going, even when it poisons our children, our environment, and ourselves. So, do you want to get rid of your indulgent holiday kilos? Go natural and eat pure and healthy products and leave the sodas out of the equation. I bet you a full fat cheesecake, it will work wonders. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog Losing Weight by Gaining Awareness. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.